Today's daf is Mayit Katan Daf Chav Beis, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Alef Amid Beis, Viriminu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rafu Shalema, the Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshabe Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Rafolka Has Ben Fega, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava Bas Shashana, Rechama Yiska Miriam Bas Cyril Bracha, and Esther Krangel Bas Devora. Today's that's also being learned Ilui Nishmas, Doiv Beryl, Ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So we're continuing in Perek Ve'elu Megalchen. We're in the sugyas that deal overwhelmingly with the laws of Avelos. Specifically, the Gemara brought a braisa on the top of the Amid that discussed whether a Avel who meets somebody is allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. Is the person that he meets allowed to tell the Avel Shalom Aleichem? If the person tells the Avel Shalom Aleichem, could the Avel say Aleichem Shalom? The Gemara brought a braisa, then the Gemara asked the kasha from another braisa. The Gemara now is going to bring a third braisa. Now, this third braisa that the Gemara introduces, it introduces with the word viriminu, which means the Gemara is about to ask a kasha from this braisa onto something that it previously said. So the Gemara said a lot of things. So just to reframe where we're holding, the Gemara had brought a braisa that said, if somebody meets his friend and he's an avil, it's within 30 days from when he became an avil. He should speak to him, doesn't have to be that nusach, but he should talk to him a conversation that involves consoling him. However, he's not allowed to tell him Shalom Aleichem. It's within 30 days. It's too close. You can't tell the Avel Shalom Aleichem. However, after 30 days already passed, at that point, he's allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. To the contrary, at that point, he shouldn't speak with him Tanchum. So on that note, a blatant contradiction to what that braisa just said. If somebody meets his friend, he's an avil. If he's within 12 months from when the person became an avil, he should speak with him, and he shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem. Once Yud Beis Chodesh passes, he should and can say Shalom Aleichem, and he cannot speak with him. However, he could, in an indirect way, try to console him. But it shouldn't be using words of Nechama, or Rashi says, he shouldn't talk specifically about the person that died. So he could be menachemim, but it shouldn't be so specific. Said, if somebody meets his friend who's an avil, and it's already 12 months from when he became an avil, and he starts and engages him in a conversation that involves tanchum, you want to know what he's compared to? To a person that broke his leg, and then it healed. And then he meets a doctor in the street, and the doctor says, tell me, you know, I heard you broke your leg, I heard you tore your ACL, who did you go to have it fixed? So he said he went to Pliny's surgeon. So he says he went to him. Klachetzli, you should have came to me. Why? I'm a much better doctor. And then you know what he does? Anishayfer, let me break it. And I'm going to fix it. So like this, you'll see that I'm a better doctor. Now imagine somebody does that. So that's not a good doctor. This is not a good thing. Elamai, a person, even though he felt that maybe he could have done it better, but once it happened, it happened. So said Rav Meir that if somebody meets his friend Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh, the person already has a nechama. So at that point, to bring up old wounds and come up with a better way of being menachemim would be like that doctor. But what's the stira? It couldn't be more black and white. The first price is that if somebody meets his friend within 30 days, tanchumim, no shalom. After 30 days, shalom, no tanchumim. The next price says the same exact halacha, but it's not 30 days, it's Yud Beis Chodesh. So which one is it? Says the Gemara, like Kasha, and this is something we've seen already and something that we're going to see a lot of in today's daf. Depends on what kind of avela it was. The avelas that a person is obligated in, when it's for a parent, father, or mother, is more chamer than an ordinary avelas. Thus, when it comes to the avelas of atata and amama, so there the avelas extends for Yud Beis Chodesh. It's a longer period of avelas. However, shar kroivim, even though there is a chiv avelas, brother, sister, son, daughter, wife, those types of avelas are less chamor. And as a result, when it comes to that, it's only going to be lamid yayim. So the Gemara asks another kashin between these two brises. The second brise says that if somebody meets his friend, la'acha yud beis chaydish, so he shouldn't speak with him tanchumim. However, he can speak min hatzad. The first price that I mentioned, Lamed Yoim, didn't say anything about Midatzad. It sounds like the halachas of the first price and the second price are really the same. The nafkamin is Lamed Yoim Yud Beis Chayidesh. The nafkamin is it Ovev Imoy or is it one of the other Krivim? So afraid the Gemara Hosam Nami Dabri Mitanchum Minatzad. How come the first price didn't mention anything about Tanchum Minatzad? The Gemara says, Enochi Nami. It's true. Meaning, the halach is he could speak, and maybe should speak, with him tanchumim min atzad. So what then did the Braisa mean when it says the person shouldn't speak tanchumim kedarka? It means it shouldn't be regular divrei tanchumim. But min atzad is something that he'd be allowed to do. Moving along, me'inyin le'inyin, ba'oysayo inyin. So the ba'oysayo inyin is avelos, the me'inyin le'inyin is going to be different halachas within the laws of avelos. Tanu rabbanon abraisa, aval g'liyam marishayinim, and aval the first 3 days of avelos, ba'mi makim karoiv, moina imahem. If one of the avelim was not together with the rest of his family, and he, during the shiva, is going to be traveling to join his family, so that together they can mourn this family member that died. So here's the question. The family started sitting shiva already. This person arrived in middle. So does he now, when he arrives, begin his own shiva? Meaning, is he on his own cheshbin? Or maybe, being that he's a yachid and there's a rabbin of the same family that are sitting shiva, so maybe he's tuffel to the rabbin, and really he's gonna just join them wherever they are. So if when he arrives, they're holding day two, he'll join day two. If they're holding day four, they'll join day four. So the Gemara now brings a price and a little bit of a discussion that discusses this, as we'll see, rather complex halacha. So the short version is as follows. An avo. Gimel Yomim Yerushalayim, if it's within the first 3 days, which we know are the most chamer. So Bami Makom Karev, if he comes from someplace close by, Moine Imahem, the halacha is, he's Moine together with them. Bami Makom Rachik, however, if he was coming from a Makom Rachik, so then the halacha is Moine L'atzmai, he's supposed to do his own thing. After day three, I feel the Bami Makom Karev, even if he's coming from a Makom Karev, Moine L'atzmai, the halacha is, he's supposed to be Moine himself. So again, this is really another halacha where there's a nafkamina between the first 3 days of Avelos and the ensuing days. Rav Shimon says, "Afilu babu yom hashvi." Even if the person would come be yom hashvi on the seventh day, mimakum kariv, and it's from a makum kariv, still moina imayim. That loch is he would count together with them. Tosfos asks a very obvious question: if he comes be yom hashvi, then l'chayra the shiva is already over because we paskin l'gabeshol halacha k'divrei ameko ba'avil miktsas hayom kekuloi. So if that's the case, what kind of Avelos is there anyways? That's the last Tosfos on the Yomim. The Tosfos before that, by the way, discusses what's the definition of Makom Karev. Tosfos says, Pirshu b'halachis gedolos, dahinu yud parsois. It's yud parsois. But either way, that's the Gemara. Amar Gimel Yomar Rishayinim, the first 3 days of the Avelos, probably Makom Karev. If somebody comes from close by, Moini Imam, he counts together with them. Amar Rabchi Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabchi Barabba said in the name of his Rebbe, the great Rabbi Yochanan, he qualified this halacha. He said, V'hushi yesh godol abayis b'bayis. The only time this is true, that a yachid is tuffel to all the other mourners, is if the gadol of the bayis is together with those mourners. Meaning, the fact that roiv of the family is there is not enough. We would need that the gadol should be there as well. If the gadol is there, that's when this halach is. Now, what's the definition of gadol? Is it the oldest? Is it only a bachar? Is it only if it's a boy? What if it's a girl? So this is a discussion in the poskim. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan said that the only time this halach is true, that somebody would just tack on to what's going on, is if the gadol habayis is there. A similar shayla. Me'inyin le'in. Halach gadol habayis le'beis hakfaris. What happens if the gadol of the bayis himself is not home? He went to the beis hakfaris. Mahu, what's the halacha? Now when he comes back, so does he shtel tzu to everybody else, or does he not? Now at first glance you would say, it sounds like the only time one of the younger brothers would even go now and tack on to the avelus of everybody else as if the gadol is one of the mourners. So if the gadol is the one that left, obviously the gadol is not mourning right now. So of course that wouldn't be the halacha. But you have to be medayik to lashon the Gemara carefully. Hachal gadol abayis lebeis hakfaris. The Gemara knows if the gadol abayis is somewhere else, that's not a shayla. The shayla is when he's being oisek right now in the kfura. He's in the beis hakfaris. So the question is, what would be the halacha over there? Tashma, amar Rabbi Barabba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu halach gadol abayis lebeis hakfaris. Even if the gadol abayis went to the beis hakfaris, moine imahem, he would be moine with them. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Faith the Gemara is that true. My name, Mama Tanya. It's actually a often a brisa that addressed this exact case. And the brisa says, "Mine alatzmai." He does his own thing. So the Gemara says, "Like Kasha, hada asu begav tlasa, v'hadalay asu begav tlasa." It depends if he came within the first 3 days, or if he didn't come within the first 3 days. If he came within the first 3 days, then he's going to be moina himahen. If he came after 3 days, then he's going to be moina alatzmai. The truth is, if you look at Rashi. On top of the Yomid, when Rashi explained the Yiboya, Holach Gadol Abayis LeBeis HaKfaris, Achar Mitasei LeKayver, he went to the Beis HaKfaris to be involved with the Kfura, V'Sha Hashem Gimel Yomim, and he was there for 3 days, because that's what the Gemara says. The whole Shaila is only after 3 days, but if it's within 3 days, then the Halach is, he'd be Moine Imohem. However, the question, then it would be Moine La'atzmoy. The Shaila was after 3 days. Zok the Gemara, Kiha da Omar Luhu Rav Lebnei Hatzalfuni. This distinction that you find with regards to 3 days and not 3 days is something that Rav told the Bnei Hatzalfuni. To also begav tlasa, limnu badaichu. If somebody comes within 3 days, you should count together. He also begav tlasa. If he doesn't come within 3 days, limnu ninafshayu. In that case, they should end up counting by themselves. It's interesting. Rav is talking to the Bnei Hatzalfuni. So we point this out all the time. There's so many Gemaras and Shas where you see Rav seems to be in one of these favarfen derflach, and he's telling them different halachas. Rav was in Taklofush, he was in Damcharia, right? The Gemara mentions a whole bunch of different places that Rav was in. And the rest of the story is, not for now, that Rav Shri Rugoyin in his Igera says that Rav, when he came to Babel for the first time, so he settled in Naharda together with Shmuel. And then because of a vikuach, Rav felt that he had to leave Naharda, and he ended up traveling the land and decided to dedicate the rest of his time being Makarif people and going to places where there were a lot of Jews, but not a lot of Torah. And this was something that Rav had taken upon himself as an Avodas HaKodesh. So, and that's why you find that Rav is in different places and Rav is being Mechazik different Yidden and teaching them sometimes some of the most basic halachas, whether it's Hilchas Basav Echalov, whether it's Hilchas Erevin. In this case, he's teaching them basic laws of Hilchas Avelos. Rav is darshaning to the Bnei HaTzalfuni. Because this was Rav's Avodas HaKodesh, Kimavur in the Igeres of Shira Gaim. We once suggested maybe that's why Rav was called Rav. Rav's name was really Abba Aricha, but he was called Rav. Rashi in the first parak of Masechtas Beah, the Rashbam in Bava Basra says he was Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agoilo. Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agoilo, he taught Torah to everybody. Right? Who was Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agoilo? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the other person in Shas that's referred to as Rabbeinu. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is really something that's true for everybody. It's literally Anoshin v'taf ashovin legamri when it comes to Limud HaMishnayos. And that's why Rabbeinu, because his Torah was Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, not just for certain people in Klal Yisrael, but Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. Rav, his Avodas HaKodesh was very much teaching Torah to Bnei Hatzalfuni, etc. That's why maybe Rav goes down, like Rabbeinu HaKodesh, as known with the title of Rav. Amaluhu Rav l'bnei Mechuzah. Another very critical halach in Hilchas Avelos. So Rav told the Bnei Mechuzah, Atin t'liyaz lisu basar arso. You, who, when it comes to burying someone, you don't follow the arso, you don't follow the bed all the way to the kfura. So michim hadrisu apaychu mibaved avula aschilu manu. As soon as you come to the gates of the city, the city limits, and you turn around, that's when the Avelos should start. So Avelos starts at the time of the kfura. Rava was telling the Bnei Mechuzah that in Unzra Kehila, Rava was the Marad Asra in Mechuzah, when a Kfura happens, we don't know. Because the Chevra Kadisha, Yechida maybe, they would go out to the Kfura, but everybody else not. Like we just saw the previous Gemara. The Gadol Abayis went to the Beis HaKfaris. Not everybody went to the Beis HaKfaris. So these people, when are they supposed to start the Avelos? They don't know when the Kfura is happening. So should they make assumptions, wait until the people that are involved in the Kfura come back? So Rav issued a psak. His psak was, as soon as you turn around, that's when you should start counting. This is something that's Negeya Halacha L'maisa. For example, if someone is being buried in Eretz Yisrael and the Avelim are Malava the mace to an airport, for example. So is it when they turn around? Could be then there was no communication. Now there is communication. It's a very important tshuva for Ramosha, Nigris Moshe, Allah Lamais, as it relates to this. Rav Shimon said, so again, the discussion was that what happens if one of the Avelim was not present at the time of the Kfura, or he wasn't together with the Avelim at the time that the Avelos began. And now he's coming. So the question is, does he do his own thing? Does he latch on? And we saw a whole bunch of different variables. Reb Shimon said, even if he comes on the seventh day, even if he came from a makom karev, my name mom, he's always going to count together with him. I'm Rabbi Bar Gamda, I'm Rabbi Yossi Ben Shaul, I'm a Rabbi. So Rabbi Bar Gamda sends the name of Rabbi Yossi Ben Shaul, sends the name of Rabbi. The only time this is true, that if the person shows up on the seventh day, that he should count together with them, is if Menachem was still there. Meaning, if he showed up at the seventh day and everything was already clean, all the chairs were taken out, the shiv is over, then of course that's not going to be the halacha. However, if he came and he found Menachem in Etzloy, the Menachemim are even there, that's when this halacha is true. But Rav Anan asked a question that Rabbi Yirmiyah, maybe we would have expected to ask. Nina Rulamid, what happens if the Menachem were there, they shook themselves off, they're getting ready to get up, they didn't get up. So someone walks in, the mamish about to get up. So Gemara teiku, Tishbi Yitaretz, Kushiz Vavayas. Now when Eliyahu Navi is going to come, to be poishet to shayla, it's going to be a bila mavus lanetzach. So it's not going to be halacha lemaisa, a b'tayrehi, filumleit, anu tzrichen. So tishbi yitaritz kushis v'abayis. Okta gemara gemiri, chavri de rav, abba barchia mir ababa. The friends of Rab Chia bar Abba learned for Ababa. Man, who was this friend or friends? It was one person, it was Rab Zeira. Fami lo sam say chavri de Rab Zeira mir abzeira. It was the chavri of Rab Zeira that learned for Rab Zeira. Man, who was Rab Zeira's friend? Rab Abba brei de Rab Chia bar Abba. It was Rab Chia Barab. Rab Abba Breder Rab Chia Barab. Regardless, who said I'm Rab Yochanan, the name of Rab Yochanan? So again, we know that Rab Abba Breder Rab Chia Barab, issues with the Gersois, and Rab Zeira friends, that we see in this Gemara. Another thing we see in the Gemara is that someone heard something from the other. We don't know who heard from what. Bottom line is, what did everybody hear? Halachic Rab Shimon Gamliel B'Treifus. Halachic Rab Shimon Gamliel in Treifus. Halachic Rab Shimon B'Avon. Halachic Rab Shimon B'Avon. Rab Shimon B'Avon. Which halachic Rab Shimon in the laws of Avelos? Hadamar in the halachic that we just said. Which halachic that if somebody comes on the seventh day, as long as they're Menachem and still there, he still latches onto that. I mean, he's not really going to be sitting a long shiva because he just literally showed up on the seventh day. What does it mean? Halachic Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treifus d'tnan. Thus is the halachic nilchus treifus b'nei me'ayin, the intestines of an animal shenikfu that has a hole in it. V'leicha soismasan, and then there's like a little liquid that is stuffing it. Kshera, the halachic is it's kosher. Divrei Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Azoy halt Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Meaning, it's not considered a treifa, being that the leicha is being soism. It's not even though a hole in the b'nei me'ayin. It definitely could be a treifa, but in this case, it won't be a treifa. My lecha, what does lecha mean? Amar Rab Kahana, shirka de maya, the nafik agav dofka. It's referring to some liquid that's inside the intestines that squeezes out of the animal if somebody presses it very strongly. Amar Mandahu. Mandahu said. So who's Mandu? We don't know. Mandu, someone that we don't know. Iski the esik. The Agmar Lashmaiti Mipume Demare. He says, Halavai, one day I'm going to be Zoycha to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to meet Rabbi Yochanan. I want to hear this halacha directly from him. The Gemara says, Kisalik, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechid Rabbi Breder Rabbi Barab, he met Rabbi Breder Rabbi Barab. Amalei, he told him, Amma Mar, halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Treifus, it's true that Mar, Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Treifus, Amalei, I know in halacha, Amri. I didn't know. Whoever told it to you gave you misinformation. I didn't say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I said the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So then he said, what about Rabbi Shimon Ba'avel? I heard also that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Ba'avel. My Amalei, he said, pluktenenu. He said, no, really, it's a machloikis. I didn't say it to Itmar. Rav Chizda Amr halacha. V'chein Amr Rabbi Yochanan halacha. Aber Rav Nachman Amr in halacha. Rav Nachman said, really, that's not halacha. In halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But Treifus, what's the bottom line? We don't pasken like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in Treifus. V'halacha Rabbi Shimon Ba'avel. We do pasken like Rabbi Shimon Ba'avel. Why? To Amr Shmuel halacha tibra meko ba'avel. Because Shmuel said the halacha is like the divrei ha-meikel ba'avel, so regardless of who the meikel is, we always paskin like the meikel ba'avel. And this is something that we've seen already a few times. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that an avel can cut his nails, may evloi, because halachic divrei ha-meikel ba'avel. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that Shmuel Rechaika, a person only sits shiva one day, right? It's a different halachas, it's come up already a few times in the parak, that halachic divrei ha-meikel ba'avel, we paskin like Abishol, miksayim kekuloi, because halachic divrei ha-meikel ba'avel. Here too, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that if this one person comes on the seventh day, even though it's mamish to end the avails that he came in makom kariv, it doesn't matter. Halacha k'divrei ha-meikel ba'arev. Zok the Gemara vayit again. Me'inyan le'inyan. I'll call a mason kulon with regards to all mason, meaning all kravim of a person. Madcha mitasei. If he does the kfura right away, I raise him a shulbach. It's a good thing. Meaning the quicker he does the kfura, the better it is. I'll avav alima. But if it comes to his father or his mother, as we've seen, so many differences between the halachas of avails for a father and a mother and one of the other kravim. I raise him a guna. Then if he does it right away, it's maguna. Meaning he shouldn't do the kfura right away. He should delay it a little bit. Oh yeah, erev Shabbos, erev Yontif. What if it was erev Shabbos or is erev Yontif? The Bach adds, "Oy, shahayug shonin mezalfen amitasay," or it was raining. Then if he buries his father and his mother right away, it's actually a good thing. Because in that instance, we assume that it's actually more kavodik for his father or his mother. Why? Because if it's going to rain on top of the father and the mother, it's going to be inappropriate. Or if Shabbos and Yontif are going to pass, so it's going to take a much longer period of time before he'll be able to do the kfura. So it's for that reason, even though ordinarily it's not considered a nice thing, hareza megunah, if he does it right away. But under these circumstances, hareza meshubach, if he does it right away. Zokta Gemara, al kol hamesim kulon, when it comes to all mesim, rotza memayit peeske rotza ena memayit. So if a person has one of his mesim, one of his karevim died, so when it comes to doing business, if he wants to be memayit, he can be memayit. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. Alav v'alima memayit. When it comes to a father and a mother, he has to be memayit. Rishonim ask, what do you mean? Rotza memayit, rotza ena memayit. I thought we saw already in Avos Aser Be'asiyas Malacha. So what's the Shaila? I'm Berishayim. I'll call a Mason. Kula Rata Chaylas Rata Inu Chaylas. When it comes to all Mason, as it relates to the laws of Kriya, rice in Kriya. So if the person wants the rice Kriya in a way where he's going to expose his shoulder, he could. That's a more dramatic form of Kriya. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. Love of Alima, when it comes to father and mother, Chaylas, he has to. There was a story with God Aladar Echad. There was a story with the God Aladar. Shemesa Aviv, his father died. Ubikish Lachlitz, he wanted to do this type of Chalitza. Meaning, he wanted to rice Kriya in a way where he's going to expose his shoulder. And there was another Gadol Adar there, another Gadol, and he saw one Gadol Adar's rice in Kriya, so to be meshtatav in his tzar, to be noisa ba'oil, out of respect, he wanted to do the same thing. So when the Gadol, who was chayiv to rice Kriya, saw that another Gadol that wasn't chayiv to rice Kriya was going to do it anyways, he decided not to do it. Amar Abayas, Abayas said like this, Gadol Adar, who was the Gadol Adar that had an obligation to rice Kriya? It was Rebbe. It was none other than Ruda Nasi. And who is the God Adarshi Imoy, the one that wanted to be Mishtatif in the Tsar of Rebbe? It was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. The Ikadamri, some say God Adar, the one that had to rise Kriya, was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. And God Adarshi Imoy, the God Adar that was with him, that was going to be Mishtatif, was Rebbe. So the Gemara asks a Geshmaka Kasha. Bishleim Ilamandama God Adarshi Imoy Rebbe. Bishleim Kundamandama that says that the God Adar that was Imoy was Rebbe, meaning which God had to rise Kriya, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. And Rebbe wanted to do it together with the man who didn't know Vlay Chalas. I understand the story. But according to Mandama, that says that who was the Gadol that was Chayiv Kriya was Rebbe, and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was just going to partake. Amay Nimna V'loy Chalatz. Why did he not do it? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Nasi Hava. Who was Rebbe's father? It was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was the Nasi. V'kuliyam mechayiv lichlas. And everyone's anyways Chayiv to rice Kriya, and not just to rice Kriya, to do it in this way, by exposing the shoulder. So the story doesn't stim. If Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha is Chayiv, so Rebbe had no Chayiv. Rebbe was going to be Mishtatif. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said, I'm not doing it. But if it was Rebbe, if Rebbe is Chayiv to rice Kriya because his father passed away, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was also Chayiv to rice Kriya. Because who was Rebbe's father? It was the Nasi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And as we're going to see on the bottom of the Yomid already into tomorrow's daf, that if the Nasi dies, Hakol Kroivim Etzlai, everyone has a Chayiv to rice Kriya, not just that, in the dramatic way. So then the whole story doesn't stim, and the Gemara says, Kasha, which means I hear, meaning, Mekenza Chanetza Gevin, but that's what the Gemara says, Kasha. Al Kol HaMeisim Kulam Estaper L'Achad L'Amid Yoyim. Any person that dies, meaning if someone's karev dies, so he's not allowed to cut his hair. It's one of these surim. When can he cut his hair? After 30 days. I love Alimai, however, father and mother, he's not allowed to do it. It's a famous halacha until his friends yell at him. So when his friends start yelling at him, Tosis quotes Yerushalmi that says his friends tell him, the Yomer loy tse meimano, get out from the mamish, very dramatic. So once that happens, that's when he's allowed to do it. Meaning, even after the shloishim, I love Alimai, a person is not allowed to cut his hair. If someone loses one of his kreivim, so he's allowed to enter a beis hasim after 30 days. I love Alimai for his father, his mother, lach yud beis chodesh. He has to wait longer. He has to wait yud beis chodesh. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana. So Rabbi Bar Bachana said that this that was saying that a person is allowed to go to a beis hasim after 30 days if one of his kreivim died, it's ulasimchas mireyos. It's only for a simchas mireyos. Let's see Rashi inside. Rashi is four lines from the top. Ulasimchas mireyos suda sha'isim reyim vahuvim zemze. So, once upon a time, there was a concept that friends would get together for Fabrengen, and they would make a party for each other. One person would make the party, then the other person would make the party. It's a good spot, but it's not a simcha kol kach. And because it's not a simcha kol kach, we're makel for an oval la'achal amidyoyim for shar kroyim. Aval suda, the simcha, but a suda of a real simcha, k'goyim din a suin, like a chasin aloy. That, not afraid to more statue, meisvei, ula simcha, ula mireyus la'amidyoyim. Bryce says mefurish, say simcha, and say mireyus la'amidyoyim. Now, mireyus is mireyus, so what simcha must be like a suin? Kasha again. I hear, a memer masli hachi. A memer had a different version of what Rabbi Bar Bachana said. Am Rabbi Bar Bachana, ul simchas mireyos mutter likones la'alter. Meaning, according to this, Rabbi Bar Bachana is even more makel. He's saying that when it comes to simchas mireyos, you don't even have to wait 30 days. In the first gear, so 30 days is simchas mireyos. Nesuin would be yud beis chaydish. In this gear, so no. Nesuin is 30 days, like we said, but mireyos, that would be miyad. Vatanya, the Gemara says, we have a problem with that as well. A Braisa said, l'simcha shloishim, ulemireyus shloishim. So it says before, it's mireyus shloishim. Gemara says, like kasha, habarisusa, habiparanusa. So we saw the first Rashi that talks about simchas mireyus. We might as well see the next one. Habarisusa, habiparanusa. Arisa, hainu shemaschal echa mehem lasa suda. Arisusa is the initial party. It's like the kickoff. So you have a group of friends. They decide, we want to be mechazik, our friendship. So what are we going to do? We're going to start making parties. So I'll make a party, invite you. You'll make a party, invite me. So the first party is the Arisusa. That original party, you can't go until after Shloshim. Over here, you're repaying the Suda. That was already done. You konis la'alter. That you should do right away. Why? It's menschlichkeit. So for that already, a person has to do, it's b'teiras pirayon. Paranusa sounds like it's a punishment. Sounds like a ve'ilu megalchem word. It's more b'teiras pirayon. You're paying up a chayiv. You have no choice. You have to come to this fabrengen. And as a result, over there, it's going to be mutter. So again, sometimes mireyus is asalam edyoyim. Sometimes it's mutter miyad. If the mireyus is an initial party, not until after shloishim. If, however, it's pirayon, if shloishim shalim, then you could go right away. I'll call him kula kariya tefach. Again, we're discussing halachos of avelos, specifically from here until the bottom of the yamid. We're going to discuss halachos of kriya, rice and kriya. So for all mesim, the person has to tear at least a tefach. He has to expose his entire heart. What's the makar to this? The pasuk says, he raised kriya. So it doesn't just say vayikorim. It says vayachazek. There was an achiza. He chapped on. To chap on means at least a tefach. If a person has to write kriya, if he's wearing 10 begadim, he only tears the top one. I love a valima, father and the mother, kriya is kulon, he has to rip all of them. That's something that he wears on his head. That's not something he has to write kriya on. This halach is true for a man, this halach is true for a woman. There's a little difference. First she tears the beged that's closest to her body, then she flips it backwards, and then she would tear the top one. Meaning, if a woman is going to tear ad keneged liboy, so her body is going to be exposed. It's not serious. So what she should do is first she should tear the lowest beged and then flip it around. So she's wearing a torn beged, but the tear is not exposed. And as a result, like this, she's covered, and then afterwards she can be kerasas elyon. I call him mesim kulun rotsam mavdal kam yisof shaloy rotsam enoy mavdal. If a person has a beged, and let's say by the neck area, there's a little bit of a hem. So the question is, could the person raise kriya over there? Or does it have to be more in the middle of the baguette? If it's middle of the baguette, the kriya will be a little more pronounced. If it's going to be by the hem, you're not going to see it so much. So if I all mesim, the person can do what he wants. Rotza mavdal kam yisof shaloy. Rotza enei mavdal. If he wants to do it by the hem, he could. And he doesn't even have to go past the hem. Meaning it could look like maybe it's just an extension of the neck opening. It's okay, even though it doesn't look like the perfect kriya. But I'll call a mesim, it's besedal. Avivalimay mavdal. When it comes to avivalimay, he has to cut through the hem. It has to be nikkur that the beged is torn in the beged itself. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol kriya she'ini mavdal kam yisofesh aloy, ini ela keresh al tiflus." He said, if it doesn't make it obvious that there's a kriya over here, it looks like maybe it's just a very large V-neck opening, so that in of itself is not going to be anything. Rabbi Yehuda used dramatic language. It's a keresh al tiflus. Om Rabbi Vol. Rabbi Vol is a maitam. Rabbi Yehuda, what's from Yehuda? The Chassid, the pasuk says, Vayachsek begoda vayikorin, l'shnayim. It says that Dovin HaMelech did kriya, and the kriya that he did was l'shnayim. This pasuk is actually not David. The pasuk is referring to Elisha. That Elisha, after Eliyahu Navi was taken away, so the pasuk says he started screaming, "V'hu mitzayik, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael u'farashav, v'loy ra'o oid." Vayachzik bivgada vayikorem lishnayim kuron. And he ripped it into two parts. So says the Gemara, Bavo said, you want to know Rabbi Yehuda's makar was mashmishem vayikorem. Any day shein lishnayim. If he tore it, he tore it into two. Elo shenir kuron kishnayim. What he means is, when we say two is, it looked like it was two. It was obvious that it was a kriya. Akol mesim kulu shaylo. La'ach ha-shiva. For all mesim, after the person writes kriya, so he's allowed to sew it back together after shiva. Now, shaylo means he sews it, but like wide stitches, not a good sewing. Ma'acha, that's a proper sewing, lacha shloishim, after 30 days. I love valimoy, shoyl lacha shloishim, it's more chamer. He can first be shoyl after shloishim, veinam achal oilam, he's never allowed to sew it. Va'isha shoyl alti, la'altim b'nei kvoida. But a woman, she's allowed to be shoylel it right away. She doesn't even have to wait until after shiva, because again, tznius, it's her covet. Ki also Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav came to Eretz Yisrael. He said the name Rabbi Yochanan. I call him Mason. Rotsa kare biyad. Rotsa kare bekli. If a person wants to write kri with a yad, he could. If he wants to do it with a keli, he could. I love valim my biyad. But when it comes to a father and a mother, it has to be done with a hand. Amar Rabbi Chibar Rabbi Yochanan. I call him Mason. Kulam mi befnim. For all Mason mi befnim. So there's a shayla in the Rishonim what this means. We'll learn pshat with what Rashi in the Ksav Yad says. Befnim means he could do it befnim. He could do it betznius. No one has to see. I love it. Valimoy kareh mi bachutz. He has to do it befarhesio. I'm Rav Chizda v'chein l'nasi. The same is true for a nasi. A nasi, there's a chiv kriya, like we saw earlier on the Amid. And that too, it has to be mi bachutz. Freitmar meisvei lehushvul avav l'imoy elu l'ich mi bovad. So the Brayis over there is discussing the avelos of different people. Specifically, Rashi quotes the Braisa, Rabboi, of Bezdin, Venasi. And their Avelos is compared to the Avelos of Avavimai, but only with regards to the laws of sowing. Li'ichui bavad. It sounds like not with regards to this halacha, the halacha of having to do it mi bachutz as opposed to mi befnim. So it's a kasha. Again, I'll call a mesim, you can do it mi befnim. Avavimai, it has to be bachutz. Rav Chizda said the same is true for Anasi. For the Gemara, we have a Braisa that compares Ove ve'imoy to a Rebbe, to an Avbezdin, and to a Nasi. But it says only for when you can sew the Begad back. It doesn't sound like it's negay anything else. So my love afilu l'nasi, when we say lo'yhushvu lo'ove ve'imoy elo l'ich bevad, isn't that even for the Nasi? The Gemara says no, lo'y l'bar mi Nasi. Nasi is different. I mean, Nasi is more comparable to Ove ve'imoy, and therefore for a Nasi, it would have to be bachutz, just like for Ove ve'imoy, it has to be bachutz. So the Gemara, that no Nasi is shachiv. The Nasi passed away. He told him, take this big mortar, flip it around, and you should stand on top of it. And you say, you should rise, kriya, and do it la'alma. You should do it in a way where it's going to be b'farhasi. One last line. For a chacham, when a person rises, kriya has to be chaylitz. He has to expose his shoulder. Which shoulder? The right shoulder. I love bezdin, mismile, the left shoulder. Al nasi mikan mikan, the right shoulder and the left shoulder. This is the Gemara we mentioned earlier, where it's mefurish that the kriya for a nasi can't just be any kriya, but it has to be the type of kriya where he's going to expose his shoulder, just like the kriya for a father and a mother.